everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. I'm Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 1 hour today. I'm just going to do 1 hour show today, so get your phone ready, find a redial, and stand by. I'll give out the toll-free numbers, toll-free in USA and Canada. You can call toll-free, and we have a direct line if you got a plan. I'll get that number out there, and then I'll just jump right into the readings. There's no guest segment today, so it's just going to be nonstop readings. Pick up your phone, get ready. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And let drop BBS a comment. Let them know what you want to hear and how you want to hear it and what you think of the radio station. Bookmark the site. Navigate it. There's a lot of things going on here. A lot of things being created. They're headed in many different directions, expanding by the day. So navigate the site. Bookmark it. Learn how to get around and see what BBS Radio is doing. I believe I got a caller, so I'll go right to the caller.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
That's great. How are you? It's Julia from Maryland.
Julia, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Well, this is my birthday month, so I'm calling for a birthday reading.
Ah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Fantastic. I'm not going to ask you how old.
Thank you.
never ask a lady how old she is, I guess.
There you go.
Okay. How's the weather there? It's beautiful upstate.
Oh, gorgeous today.
Oh,
really beautiful out.
Oh, it's like you can feel the energy. School's getting ready to start again. The seasons are changing. You can feel it. All right, Julia. Let's go to your birthday reading. You know how you read.
Yep.
So let's just jump into the reading. I'm getting a lot of work and business and negotiations and finances with you. Keep in mind, this could be hubby and whoever's close to you. But I am going to the career and business and work arena. It's almost like you don't work, right?
Not yet.
Okay, are you looking?
I'm going to be starting soon, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to tie up some loose ends.
Oh, okay. I was arguing with my guides. They were saying, yes. Tell me, say it. They were yelling at me, say it. And I was saying, no, I know she don't work. So, but anyway, it's all work here. And I don't know if you found one, but you're right on top of it. I don't remember if you said you were starting or you were getting ready to, but
I'm getting ready to start looking shortly. I just needed to tie up some loose ends.
Okay. You're right on top of it, and I don't think you're going to look long. I think it's going to be right at your doorstep, I'm hearing. And it's going to be successful. I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be positive. I'm really going to enjoy this one.
Are you getting a sense of what type of work?
I keep hearing I want to say government or a connection to hubby or somebody he knew, or just pay attention to the hubby and what he does and who he knows and what he's saying.
Okay.
And government, and also the partnership area, like it is a partnership, or a partnership is looking for someone. You know what I mean? I'm not saying being offered a partnership, but maybe
okay.
Working for one. Keep that in mind, too.
Yeah.
Little tips and hints that I'm hearing here.
Okay.
And it's almost like a manager, a supervisor, or it's a little above blue collar or entry level, I guess they would call it. It's a little more than maybe like running an office or something. There's a little more to it than just a regular employee also. I don't know what area you're looking in or what skills you have, Julia, but you're using it and you're good at it, and it's working well for you.
Okay.
And the supervisor's, the employer is happy with it.
Well, good.
That's something connected to the community, too. like a connection between this business and the community, or this organization and the public and the community. Keep that in mind too, because I feel like there's a connection there with that, with the employment.
Okay.
IQ too. Use reasoning instead of intuition in this case, for some reason, with this job and the job search. Your skills and your intelligence is going to be more helpful, I'm hearing, for some reason. Keep that in mind. I'm not quite sure what that means. But reasoning over intuition with this job for some reason. I'm moving, too. I don't know if somebody's moving or you're doing something with the house or the property.
I would love to move.
Okay,
this house is driving me nuts. It's falling apart.
Being pulled to the house.
It's not falling apart. It's just, you know how, like, when houses start getting a little older.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like one little thing after another little thing. And
yeah, it's like cars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anybody close to you?
It's just that one little thing after another.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, when it's time to get rid of it.
Yes.
So you
definitely see that?
There is a lot with it. Did somebody close to you move or go somewhere, or a travel or a journey? Or?
Well, my daughter moved to go to college, but she's already gone.
Okay, she's already gone.
Yeah.
Okay, that must have just happened then.
It was just last month.
And then a visit or a journey somewhere, visiting someone they're talking about? Or or somebody's going to visit you? Keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
And then there is a lot with the relocating or moving. It's like it's always there, kind of just bouncing around. So there may be thoughts or talk of. I'm not saying you're going to start packing within the next 30 days, but it's definitely there. And can
oh,
be
good.
Manifesting.
I'm ready.
Okay. let me see. News with travel. I feel some travel with you too.
Okay.
A journey between now and October, beginning of October.
Do you get a sense of like where or location, direction, anything?
It's almost like it's in a job search type thing, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure, Julie. I don't know if it's connected to work or pleasure or a combination. So just know that there may be something connected to
okay, that's good.
To your business or job search, even, or even a job description. It might even involve traveling. There's a female, too, that's going to play a role. It's either a friend. I would pay attention to the females around me, too. A connection with work, again. Seems like this is all career and work and finances here with you, and stuff with the home. It's, I don't know if it's a relative or a friend, but it's a female, and word of mouth and a connection or know somebody may come from her, too, with work. So pay attention to the hubby and his area and a female friend that may bring a connection or an opportunity to you.
Okay.
Everything else looks good. Health looks strong, motivated, inspired. They just keep giving me work and career and finances. It's beginning. It's starting by the beginning of October, working. And I think the money you make may go into the house or do some things with it, or maybe a goal or a project that you take on once you do start your job. You're gonna. I feel like the house is gonna take a lot of your attention doing things with it.
Okay. Do you see anything around relationship with my spouse?
Relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do. Okay. Hang on for a second. They're making me feel like there's an anniversary or something special coming up, but I'm looking for more than that. I just wanted to get that out. It's kind of a special occasion or...
Yeah, it's our birthday month. We're both one day apart.
Oh, that's why they're giving me so much. I was wondering why they were giving me so many... Okay. That's above and beyond there. It's going to be very, very pleasant. Very pleasant time for the both of you. I'm feeling good about your relationship. And something being worked out between you, as I'm hearing. Some kind of a negotiation going on between you and him. I don't know if it's desires or goals or something that you want to do or a path that you want to go down. But I feel like maybe you and him are going to work through something, if there is something. I feel like that's going to be an issue, too. And I feel like you solve it. You solve the problem. The thing is worked through. It might even been aggravating at one time or an issue between you, and that's improved and made better also through negotiating and then communicating. I just, you know, something aggravating was like in the middle and the two of you talking it out made it better. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, it could be something coming up by October, and communication is the one thing that will make it better between you. And I got a feeling, again, with a journey. I think it may be you and him going somewhere to rediscover things, I'm feeling, for some reason. You and him going somewhere or doing something together is something special. And it's going to either be talked about or happen by beginning of October again.
Okay.
And any travel plans you do make, you want to make sure you double-check everything, because I feel like there was some plans made and then it gets delayed or rearranged or rescheduled. So between now and October, if you do find yourself, you have to go somewhere or go do something, double-check all your plans and make sure the I's are dotted and the T's crossed.
Okay.
And as far as your relationship, I feel good about it. I feel like there's improvements, and it's a very special time. A magical time for the two of you. A reconnection and a rediscovering also, I keep hearing. So it looks like the birthdays are going to be some inspiration there for you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, one last thing and I'll let you go. My spiritual development, I always ask.
On what?
My spiritual development. Where am I? How am I doing on my path?
Fantastic. And it's going to get, and it's going to expand. It's going to expand, and it's going to continue, and it's going to bring you in contact with other friends and like-minded people. They're making a point of this too. As it expands, you're going to bring these people to you, other people that you can network with and get inspired from and motivated by.
Okay.
So continue on your spiritual search. You feel real good, a higher consciousness and worldly to this, with many different interests and areas. So very busy and active, and you can do anything you want with it, really, is what I'm hearing, spiritually. So, yeah, it's like a nice little pool of abilities and interests and inspiration. So continue doing what you're doing. I feel great spiritually for you.
Oh,
I really
good.
Do.
That's
above
good.
And beyond most, and also inspired by it, which is important.
Nice. I always enjoy hearing that. You know, it's like
it's
sign
expanding.
At the side of the road saying, you know, go this way, you're doing good.
Yep.
So.
As far as I'm concerned, it's expanding and it's going fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
Regarding that move, I'm sorry, I said that was my last question and I just thought of one more. You said moving, that there was a lot around relocating. Are you getting a time frame or any idea of where? Is it another state or in state or?
No, not at this time. It's
okay.
It's in a manifesting stage.
Okay.
You may even decide to rebuild where you are or make it better. So it's in a very early stage.
Okay.
And you're gonna see your thoughts and energy being consumed by this as you progress into October.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's gonna increase. But it's in the early stages.
All right. Yep. Well, thank you. That was a wonderful birthday reading. I appreciate that.
Julia, thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate
Alrighty,
it. Take care now.
See you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. All right, everybody. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger, and you are at the best radio station on the planet, BBS Radio. If you're not listening, you're missing. Caller, hi. Do we have a caller? Hi. Hello? Caller. Uh-oh. Lost my caller, I believe. Okay. I wanted to mention the musical piece you hear at the beginning of the show is titled Going Within, It was written to me and created by Joe Dex, and you can hear more of it at www.michaelgoga.com. Turn your speakers on and enjoy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
This is Andrea from Indiana.
Could you speak up just a little louder? Like,
okay, Andrea from Indiana.
Andrea from Indiana. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Okay. You've been listening to me read. I'll just jump into your reading.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to quicken up my readings, too. And Julie was an old friend, and it was her birthday, so I went a little longer with Julia than I wanted to. But in the future, folks, you're going to see me maybe just entertaining a question or doing a little shorter reading. Okay, Andrea. Interesting. Boy, you're surrounded with hearts here, but there's some other things going on. They're giving me... I feel like somebody drew nearer to you, or you just met someone. Does that make sense to you, Andrea? Relationship or friendship?
Just a casual acquaintance on a plane.
What was that?
A casual acquaintance on a plane. That's the only person I've met recently.
Oh, okay. What about relationship-wise? Is it new or anything going on there? Or?
No, there's nothing going on.
Hmm, interesting. They keep pointing to the new person in your life. I was thinking maybe it was... what about on the job front?
Well, supposedly I have a new job, but I haven't heard from them yet, so...
Oh, okay. I got a feeling... That's what they're pointing to. A new job coming for you. And you're definitely in a cycle of change, sudden changes, hasty changes. And it's almost like, don't be surprised if you walk into a new job. That's almost how I'm feeling. So if you're surmising or you heard, I'm just validating what you heard or you're surmising. And I feel like it starts soon, swiftly. I'm hearing swift changes with you. And there might have been a man or two connected to this. I don't know if it's a friend or relative or an acquaintance or associate of some kind, but a couple of males that might have hooked you up or may be involved. They might even wind up being supervisors or coworkers with this new job. So pay attention to the males around you for the next 30 days, because I got a feeling they're going to be connected to the changes that are coming your way. Romance is going to heat up for some reason, Andrea. Between now and October, I'm feeling in love or passionate. There's romance here or something above and beyond in relationships. So if you're in one, it's either something special coming up or exciting, or it's going to improve. And if you're not, you may find yourself meeting someone and being pulled. So stay open to that.
Okay.
And it's not too far away. I'm feeling by, like I said, by October, possible romance going on. And a happy one, too. I feel like it's going to be exciting for you.
Great.
And enjoyable, too. And if it's not a romance, it's one heck of a good friendship and an interesting friendship. So keep that in mind. And I'm going to associates, colleagues, and career and business, being happy and productive. So if you do get this new job, it's going to be what you're looking for, and you're happy with it.
Wonderful.
For some reason, I'm getting a splitting or a parting. There might have been a dispute or a disturbance maybe between you and a friend or someone, and I feel like coming back together again. It could be a family member or even a friend, but I feel like there was a parting or a dispute, and that's being healed and made better between now and October also. So keep that in mind if there was something going on. And keep in mind it could be between now and October, too. So if something does happen between you and a loved one or a friend, I believe it'll blow over and heal itself. Prepare yourself for choices. I feel like not only a new job, but maybe a couple of new jobs or opportunities. I just feel like you're thrown into a energy wave of needing to make decisions and choices of choose. So You may find yourself heading that way, Andrew. Be prepared for it. The several opportunities, several paths to choose from and go down, and you're going to be tied up with that for a while. It's going to be an issue, I'm feeling. Now, I want to... I feel like maybe an illness had been an issue, too. Not necessarily with you. It could be with a family member or a friend, too. With the mom, too. I'm being pulled to mom. Is your mom still alive, Andrea?
Yes, she is.
Okay, is everything all right with her? Has there been anything going on?
Oh, my mom has been... well, she's had a disease since I was a kid. And, well, she's now 77, and I'm sure it's dragging on her.
Okay. I'm just feeling being pulled to her for some reason, like there's going to be more interacting with her.
Oh.
Like, or communication with her, or she needs something, or she needs a little bit of help somehow for some reason. I'm not panicking with this. More of just like kind of reaching out and maybe either needing more attention or just communication. So I feel between now and October, mom is just going to pop up a little more than usual. So
okay.
Or you might even want to reach out and check on her, see it, make sure everything's okay, how she's doing, this type of a thing. So,
okay.
And then there. Okay. Well, that's about, that's all they're going to give me. Mm-hmm. Andrea, you got a question, or did I help you in any way? Or I feel like you got something on your mind.
Well, yeah, the things that you were saying about the job and the romance, that those were uppermost in my mind, because the job has been, I thought I was hired, and then I never heard from the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went on vacation, so I wasn't sure what was going on, and I still haven't gotten a message back, so that was an issue.
Okay. I got a feeling they're going to come through. I don't know if it was, like you said, the vacation or things changed a little bit, but I do feel it's going to come through for you.
Okay.
I do. By October, within 30 days, I believe you hear from this, and it takes off for you. And you do well with it, and you enjoy it.
Okay.
Yep. And let me see. And it's the beginning of what you were looking for, I'm hearing. You really do well with it. And it's swift, too. It's almost like when they do contact you, you got to move on it.
Oh, great.
And you got to be prepared to move on it. So keep that in mind. All right, Andrea?
Oh, well, you're great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad I helped you.
Right. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I will. Thanks.
BBS Radio. You're in the thoughts at BBS Radio. Thank you, Andrea. Okay, I believe we may have another call. If there is a call, I'll go right to it so I can get as many readings as I can done. Hi, caller.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you today, Michael?
What's that?
How are you today, Michael?
I'm doing great.
Good.
What's your first name?
Kim. In Louisiana.
Tamara?
Kim?
Kim.
In Louisiana.
Kim.
I'm going through a separation right now.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that my husband could figure out a way to keep the house.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you might see anything that might be helpful along that direction.
Okay. Okay, Kim.
Hold on.
Kim? Okay, I think I lost Kim, didn't I? Alrighty, Kim, if I lost you, redial. And I'm going to take your imagery and put it on the side, and if there's another caller, go to another caller.
Kim's back.
Kim.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Are you on a cordless or cell
phone?
No. Okay.
No, it's a regular answer machine phone.
Good. You sound good now.
Good.
It sounds great. It might have been the spirit guides, maybe. It's been a funny moon.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm running into a lot of disturbances. The moon can affect you.
I get it all the time.
Yeah, it can affect you. It's an interesting subject. Anyway, Kim, you were saying that you were worried about the house and
your
husband.
And my husband, yeah.
And whether or not you be able to keep it or not. I'm feeling that you do wind up keeping it. Or him, whoever's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the money comes through. Is he waiting for a promotion or a raise or changing jobs? Does that make sense?
Nope.
Or is it you or anything going on financially that kind of like they're waiting? If it comes through, it's going to, that type of a feeling to it?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I do feel that he is honestly trying to keep it, and he wants to keep it, and he does find a way, I'm hearing, to tell you.
Okay.
And
can you see, like, what? Like, maybe what month?
I got a feeling by the beginning of October he knows he can keep it or how he's going to keep it. Okay?
Okay.
And I believe it's through some kind of news being delivered because they're shaking a phone and a letter at me. So it's like something comes through or he applies for something and they agree to it. And it makes a difference. I don't know if it's more money or less expenditures, but I got this type of a feeling to it. He figures it out somehow, and he pulls it off. And energies and things work with him on this, so is what I'm hearing.
Right.
And also, there's an increase in income, because I am being pulled to the career in the business world here, and I don't know if it's you or him, but seeing that I'm now focusing on him, I'm going to be mixed with you and him, so either you and him have bonuses or raise coming.
Yeah.
So I would expect this also. It looks like the finances are going to improve.
Great. That's always good news to hear when you're going through a divorce.
Yeah, of course. And that things are going to, because I could be saying the opposite, which I wouldn't want to say anyway, but I would have to.
Right.
I'm just glad I can say that I am seeing an expansion and an increase for you.
Right.
And then it goes into balancing and cutting back and I feel like we're downsizing and rearranging and rescheduling, so...
Yep, that's what we're doing.
You're going to be going into October, basically, Marine Corps, reevaluating and trimming and you know what I mean, surviving.
Yep.
And knowing, figuring out how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, and this type of thing. All of a sudden, it becomes your life and your path for a while.
Right.
And that's how you're going to go into October. Even though I do feel that things go fairly well financially and with the house, there's still going to be a need to reevaluate everything, the path that you're on.
Right.
And that's what you're going to be dealing with. And I feel like things become more sensible, clearer, and focused as I hit October. It looks like it's going to be a little easier on you.
Right.
Calmer and coping well and better for everybody involved with this. And it goes to even your split becomes more, everybody's able to handle it more and work with it.
That's great news.
Yep, it becomes more balanced.
Right.
Keep in mind, moderation at this point is the most important thing for everybody involved, I'm hearing.
What's the most important thing?
Moderation and balance, because the energies involved will kind of tempt you to go overboard, either work or play or even being bummed out. Don't go overboard in any one area because it could hurt you.
Yeah.
It'll fight against you
and
wear you down.
Great advice.
And, you know, people will say, you know, I'm so glad you said that to me because I was pulled into the situation where I was going to break my back or get worn out. And so it is something to keep in mind.
Right.
That.
Thank you so much, Michael. You've been very, very helpful.
Okay. And good luck with the house and everything. And,
thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.
Hey. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, the numbers are everywhere. You can listen live now at my site, www.michaelgoga.com. You can listen at come to the bbsradio.com and listen live there. Many, many places now. The listen live to the BBS program and it's everywhere now. It's spreading out. They have a listen live button, a streamer that you can even put in your own website if you'd like. Email Donald at bbsradio.com and ask about it. Hooking your website to this streamer. Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today, Michael?
Good, good. You sound great.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Pardon?
What's your first name?
It's Gayla.
Gayla?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Gayla.
Thank you. Dear, I would like to know, I'm also a birthday girl, month of September.
Let's
get old Virgos.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, this is going to be a long one, I think, man. I'm only kidding. I'll do what I can for you, Gayla.
Well, I'd like to know if I'm making the right decision, if you could kind of ask them upstairs there, you know, about a mortgage that I finally was able to secure. We still got some fine details to work out, but I'm not signing anything until they put the right numbers in the boxes.
Okay.
But they seem to be a good company, and I guess I'm just needing some solidification on that.
Yeah, a little bit of validating.
Yes.
Okay. I feel it's going to go well for you. I'm getting an expansion in your investments and in your world, and that would be buying a home and becoming a homeowner. And there's a definite expansion. The people and the experiences you need are being brought to you so you can use them. And also some friendships will come out of this, too, for you.
Hmm.
Yeah. Are you living there now? Or
yeah, I already live here.
Hmm.
It was a foreclosure home that we bought 2 years ago, and we just had a line of credit on it, and now I want to convert it on over to a regular mortgage.
Right. I feel it goes well. I feel it's going to work for you.
So it will appraise at what it needs to and everything to be able to secure the loan? And
I believe so, because they told me everything you needed and everyone that you needed was being brought to you for it. And I'm hearing a victory on it, and it's definitely connected to business and negotiations. They give me realms, and anything with paperwork, money, or work is lumped into the business arena. And you're surrounded with that right now.
So this also means that the business will come through the door in order to be able to pay this higher monthly mortgage fee.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, are you running a business in the house?
Yes,
or?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Okay, that's how they're making me feel. Because you're going to be, money will come because of this. And I think that was the friendships and the connections. I was wondering why you would make friends and connections just buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was the banker or the mortgage broker.
Normally you're not friends with them.
So you see what a reader deals with?
Pardon?
You see what a reader will deal with. I was getting connections of friends being made, and I didn't know why. And then
and
later on in the reading, you said that you would be running a business out of the home. And,
so you don't see, you know, I'm a little nervous. That'd be a lie to say a little. I'm a lot nervous about all of these subprime lenders and all of these mortgage companies that are going out of business. In fact, the small rural hometown bank that I have this line of credit with is in financial trouble. And that's why I'm wanting to get out from under that loan with that little bank, because I'm afraid that they might get to a point where they have to call in their debts.
Right.
So I need to go to somebody that has a little more money backing.
Right. Well,
what do you see in the next 30 days as far as this economic crisis that we're in globally?
Globally?
Yeah.
What do I see with it?
Yes.
Oh, man, you don't want to go there. That would need a three-hour show.
I know.
But
that's what concerns me about being able to make the money to pay this, because, first of all, I don't want to lose this house being stupid.
Okay. Well, it's I want to do world predictions and also talk about global conditions, and I'm very worried about the housing market.
Me too.
In America. I feel that it's going to continue to spiral out of control.
Yep.
And Iraq is going to spiral out of control.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to wind up splitting it in half like they should have did 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they would stop it, and that's our only way out is to split that thing in half.
Oh, yeah, it has to be divided up and let each group go on about their own business.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to be prepared, they should study World War One and World War Two and what happened there.
Well, see, Michael, I agree with you 100%, and that's why I want to get this extra money out of the house right now, pull out some of the equity, certainly not all of it. Because this is a very small loan, but take that money and invest into some precious metals.
Well, I'm not worried. Real estate, if you can get it, I believe it's always going to hold its value, its place and value.
Depends on what the location is.
As long as everything is fixed and you can't be sucker punched by rising this and rising that.
I wouldn't touch anything but a fixed.
So if you're fixed, it's still like gold. It's in the bank, and when things get better, you got money.
Okay.
So,
but you see, even in this economic, because, you know, it's I hear that the banks have hired a special interest group, whatever you want to know, for lack of a better way to explain this, that they're going to be laying off around, I think it's 30 or 40,000 bank employees and those that are associated with the mortgage companies come the 5th of September.
Right.
Well, you know, that's a trickle down. When you start laying people off, then you've got construction companies laying off because there's already such a flood of houses on the market right now. And so then here you go, Lowe's isn't selling product. I mean, you know, it's a trickle-down effect.
And not only that, you put in extreme weather patterns.
Yes.
And calamities. And
yes.
Our public services are overwhelmed because they're all over in Iraq. Or,
uh-huh.
And then you're going to see, because a lot of our soldiers are cops and firemen.
I know.
And
I know.
Emergency personnel.
And, of course, our National Guard. Well, Bush has hijacked them.
Yep. So there's so much involved here. If you try to protect yourself as a little guy, you just do the best you can. You go to work every day and hope for the best, really.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
I mean,
not really all that you can do, but I know
really,
one thing, that the American dollar is not a safe investment at this point.
I'm very worried and concerned about things, and someday maybe we can do a show on it and what I'm hearing and feeling globally. And
I think that would be a great show. I think a lot of people have a lot of questions out there. Oh, we hear the talking heads on the news, but we also know that they're lying through their teeth.
Yeah, well, I don't...
God forbid create a panic. That's what they're trying to prevent, like what happened in 1929, is a run on the banks.
Yeah, well, I truly believe we're in a world war. They're not even telling us.
I do, too.
They're even hiding that, because if you really pick and look and study this, I see a world war. I don't know why everybody's not else is saying it.
Did you know that there's over 5,000 U.S. troops down in Bolivia right now?
Yep.
Have been there for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of the equipment and ammo that's supposed to be, was ordered for Iraq has been diverted down there to South America.
Yep.
So I think that we all need to watch for that being a flashpoint here very shortly, too.
Yeah, and there's so much going on.
It's mind-boggling. You can't even keep up with it.
You know, you got Turkey and the Kurds, and then you got Lebanon and the Royal Guards and the Iran, and it's just getting messier by the minute, really.
And, you know, I think I'll leave you today, Michael, so some other people can call in. But in those infamous words that a young gentleman said who had been beaten down by cops in L.A., can't we all just get along? Have a good day, dear.
That's what you want to keep in your heart. The man in the mirror. That's where it is. Your inner thoughts and the man in the mirror. You want to change the world? Start with the guy in the mirror. Do something good for somebody or help somebody in some way. Okay, caller, how you doing? Caller? Is there a caller? Mommy, help me. Okay, folks. I want to let you know you can listen live at my site, www.michaelgoga.com, not only to my show, but to all of BBS fantastic programming. 24/7 original music, unique music, 80 talk shows, dozens of readers. You can't go wrong, folks. Bookmark it and navigate it. Hi, is there a caller? I thought I heard a caller come on.
Hi.
I feel like a repairman.
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello. I felt you coming on.
How are you doing today?
Good. What's your first name?
My name is Joy, and I'm actually friends with your friend Marilyn. Marilyn Ferraro.
Marilyn Ferraro. And what was your name, first name?
Joy.
Joy?
Yes.
Okay, Joy, thank you. Marilyn's a wonderful lady. You're a friend of hers?
Yes, I'm actually a part of her group, Awakening Within.
Awakening Within. Also,
yes.
Also linked to the front page of my website. If I want to do something with meditating or praying or higher consciousness, that's where I would go. Awakening Within. Awakening Within. And you can find it linked to the front page of my website. All right, Joy.
Oh, very well.
Okay, Joy, you heard me read, so I'll just jump into your reading. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That's what you call for, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I'm actually lost in every way of the sense lost. Spiritually, I've actually found my way. I went through a hard time for a little over a year. I was diagnosed with cancer, and I've come out of that, and I'm getting reconstruction at this time. But I'm lost in every sense of the word lost, as far as relationship and where to go work-wise and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I am validating your health. I feel that you have been blessed and touched by spirit, I'm hearing, and that you realize that, and you've just validated that. And I do feel that it's continuing to increase and get better for you. All right. As far as work and money and business, I'm hearing to tell you don't give up, because even though it's slow, it's going to get faster. It's going to expand financially. I feel like I'm working on something. Are you trying to get something going, or a business, or accomplish something with finances, Joy? Does that make sense? I feel like something I've been dreaming on or working on or craving or desiring begins for me. And I'm able to...
Yeah, that's... I've actually been feeling like I'm going to start something huge, but I have no clue what it is. But I have this feeling that I am going to, but I also have a feeling like my whole entire life as I know it right now is going to change as far as location and as far as who I'm with as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. You are, I believe you're going to be pulled into, I can't tell if this is a job dealing with holistic or spiritual matters or a business or this type of a thing. I got a feeling you're going to find yourself being pulled in that direction, Joy.
You're dead on. Yeah, you're dead on with that. Definitely dead on.
I don't know if it's reading or healing or teaching, or there is a definite connection to holistic and new age and spiritual matters with this. And I feel like you're going to do well with it. You're like you're going to teach other people to do what you did and how to handle the things that you went through. So if you see this developing, I would run with it and jump on it.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just feel like it would be successful for you. And it may even be with children, sick children, working with children. Just keep that in mind as you go on your journey.
Wow, that's great.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Could you answer just one more short question?
Yep.
As far as where I am at in my relationship, what do you see with that?
Okay. Are you in one now, Joy, or you're just wondering, or is this...
Yes, I am. Okay. I am for 5 years.
Okay. I'm feeling that changing for the better. I don't know if there's anything wrong, but I'm hearing changing for the better, if it's possible to get better and to move forward. I feel like there's, like you might have been kind of stuck in a way. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the experiences that you just went through, and the way your life is changing is also going to affect the relationship for the better. I feel like it starts to move forward. I feel like it's going to become more of a, I want to say a relationship. You're not married, right, or engaged. It's kind of just, I feel like there's more to it that needs to be completed. A commitment, I guess, or a date. Or, I'm getting going past it, working towards what it is you want in the relationship.
Yeah, I am actually married, and this October will be 2 years However, it's very, my spiritual path is very important to me. It's like the core of who I am. And
yep, it is. It is.
He like dropped himself off, you know, like he dropped his spiritual and higher self off 9 months ago, and he is telling me that he's never going to pick that back up. And that's hard for me to deal with because he used to be spiritual, and he's just not. It's almost as if he's a non-person, if that makes any sense.
Right. I believe that's going to change. He's going to do another change. He's going to become more open to your journey and what it is you need to do.
Oh, very, very, very good.
I feel him turning around again, once again, and becoming more open and supportive of what you're doing.
Oh, that's great. I really appreciate it, Michael. You've been really dead on with this.
Thank you, Joy, and you're a wonderful human being, special lady.
Thank you so much, and so are you.
Okay,
the work you do is amazing, and you help so many people. And
thank you. I appreciate that.
And many blessings to you and yours, and you have a wonderful Sunday.
Okay, Joy, you too, and by October, you're going to see a lot of changes in the direction that you want to head in.
Thank you so much.
Definitely. Good luck, Joy. Take care and blessings
to
you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, if there's another caller, I'll go right into the caller. I believe I got 10 more minutes here, 12, 15 minutes, so without further ado, if there is a caller, I'll jump on it. If not, I'll tell you about michaelgoger.com. Hang out there. Check it out. Listen to the music. You can hear the musical piece written by Joe Dex for me. It's downloaded on the front page. Turn your speakers on and go and enjoy it. And sign my guest book. And we've got a message board there for everybody. Three very special Yahoo chat groups. I got Whoa. If you're having problems on the Internet, you're being stalked, harassed in any way on the Internet, join Whoa. And look these people up. They can help you in a lot of different ways. They help me. They're continuing to help me, and I can't recommend them enough. They're also recommended by Yahoo for Internet problems and issues. So join a group and look them up. If you are a loved one or a caregiver or somebody suffering from mental health issues, emotional issues, there's a Angel Cafe Yahoo group. You can find that on my website. And wonderful lady, Victoria, she runs that and is looking for some input and new members. And Awakening Within, if you want to meditate or pray or journey in spirit, join Awakening Within. It's all on the front page of my website. I think I got a caller. Do I call her?
Yes, you do. It's Shay from Nova Scotia.
Shay?
Yes.
I heard that name somewhere before.
I'm not sure where.
I dream about Shay. I hear Shay.
That scares me.
And you called the show.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Well, I heard you call Mommy earlier, so I thought I'd best be calling.
Okay. Can I introduce you?
You can if you want.
My best friend, my webmaster, Yahoo group sponsor. Well, you got more titles than I got. Radio show producer. Everybody, this is Shailene Bassett. She has been the core of what I do and basically the only thing keeping me going, really. She does everything for me, the website and lining up the guests and keeping my head together. And Shay, I can't thank you enough, man.
Oh, you give me far too much credit.
Oh, yeah. For 5 years, how'd you do it? We got some stories we can tell the public, huh?
Book.
What it's like to work with me?
It'll be in the book.
Oh, my God. I'm a Libra. I'm a Libra, too. Ay, 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 ay. Shay, let me give you a quick reading. I'm almost out of time, so let me give you a reading, girl. Is there anything you wanted to say? Any announcements?
No, just love the show. I was just sitting here listening and working, because, as you know, I do my best work while you yak.
How do I sound out there?
You sound really good.
Yeah? Radio guy?
Yeah, coming through really nice and clear today.
Yeah? All right. Do I belong on radio? Huh?
Of course you do. And I'm not paid to say that.
Everything this girl has done has been for free and out of love and for belief in what I do and what I've been doing for the last 10 years. Free psychic readings is what we want. There's nothing like it. All right, Shay. Shay, where do you want me to go? I know you're like my sister, so let's do the question thing. Where do you want me to focus?
The car?
Where do you want me to focus, girl?
The Tahoe?
I knew you were going to say that. The car. All right. Okay, I am getting, to be totally honest with you, I'm getting, I've felt this before, too. Maybe a couple of glitches or delays or something needing to be satisfied or redone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel that there's an agreement and it goes through. But hang on for a second, Shay.
You were right on the money because I went down and looked at it and I was told there were things that were done to it that weren't done to it. I found out this afternoon.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, we looked underneath and they had said that there were new joints added and they weren't.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I was hearing, but I didn't want to panic you. I didn't.
No,
know.
We check everything from, you know.
Yeah, I feel like exactly what you're saying. You looked it over and there was a few things that needed to be satisfied yet, and a few glitches, and that they were going to work on and satisfy it, and then there's an agreement and a settlement and it goes through. So I wasn't getting the overnight thing, but I am getting it eventually going through once everything is satisfied for you.
And we wanted to clean and buff, too, and that's not done yet either.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. And then maybe something with the paperwork, too, the bank part or the paperwork, maybe verifying a number or an address. You know, there's some kind of communication with this also.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's an agreement and a settlement that goes through.
Oh, excellent.
Yep, and I probably, I want to say within 2 days, you're hearing something on it, right? So it's going to be soon, I guess.
I have the appointment with the bank on Tuesday, which is 2 days.
Yeah, which would be 2 days. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And you're handling it well. You know how to work your way through things, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fly you right through it?
I have a man that does that for me.
Teamwork.
I'm no good at, I can't wheel and deal like he can.
Teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, Shay, again, I can't thank you enough. I'm thrilled. You know, I'm so thrilled I can't talk.
You're so silly.
Yeah, you got me tongue twisted here. I'm thrilled that you called me. We got to do more of it. We got to tell some stories of the history of Michael Goger and going within.
You don't want to scare the listening audience. I'm kidding.
It's a good story.
It is a good story.
Did you hear some world predictions today?
No.
I did some on air.
I was late listening. I apologize.
All right. Okay.
I was down looking at the Tahoe.
A lady called in and was just asking me what I thought about global this and global that, and you know what that's like when you get me going.
Mm-hmm.
So I did spit some stuff out.
Oh, excellent. I'll have to listen to the archives.
First time in public. Not really. Exxon, too. I predicted everything that's happening 2 years ago with Iraq and was right on the money.
You predicted a lot that we should have posted or put somewhere because it all did come to pass.
Yeah. Maybe we can put a page up with the world predictions.
We should.
Celebrity readings, whether they want it or not.
Honest and truly.
Yeah. All right, Shay, I'll let you go. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody, and I'll see you later.
And don't forget www.michaelgoger.com. You can listen to the show live from the website.
You rock. Listen live. And it's only going to get better and bigger, right?
Exactly.
Okay, Shay, thank you. Tell Neil I said hi.
I will.
All righty, thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, take care, Shay. I'll see you later.
Okay,
all right, everybody. That's one of the sweetest people I ever met in my life, Shailene Bassett. She's what's keeping me going, folks. She's everything for me. The group, the website, and everything that's involved in what I do, Shay is right there at my side, guiding me and helping me do what I do. And believe me, it's a lot of work. It doesn't sound like a lot of work, but when you get into it, behind the scenes, it's time-consuming. And I thank her. I thank her husband and her family, too, because I know what it takes for my family to do what I'm doing. And so there is a sacrifice there, so I thank everybody involved. I want to thank PBS Radio for allowing me here and letting me do what I do. the greatest radio station on the planet. If you're not listening, you're missing. Bookmark it, navigate it, and I'll say goodbye to everybody for today. I will be here next week. Every Sunday I'm here. Tune in, listen up, michaelgoger.com, BBS Radio. Goodbye, everybody. Take care and thank you.